from Radio Days Asia in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, the latest from podnews.net. Eyes on Gilead, a companion podcast to TV show Handmaid's Tale, had a live season finale in Sydney in New South Wales, Australia recently. They tell us that they booked out the 500-seat venue within 3 days. And listener feedback appears to indicate more TV viewing as a result of the podcast. Alan Cross, a music journalist in Canada, writes about the upcoming music licensing for podcasts. There's good news and bad news, he writes. We've updated how to use commercial music in podcasts on our website too. You'll find a link from our newsletter and our show notes today. A new service called Podcorn has launched. It says it's a podcast marketplace for sponsorships, helping podcasts earn money. The company launches with $2.2 million of seed funding. Podcast host Messi gets a profile on the Lyft Labs website. Molly Beck's bold plan to take podcasting mainstream is its title. You can advertise your podcast in Overcast. The podcast host explains how all of that works. Jake Shapiro explains how PodPass works for Neiman Lab. We cover this at launch. It enables an identity layer, allowing premium and bonus podcasts on whatever app you want to use. And there's no word on Apple's apparent exclusive podcasts yet, but we note that they do have a budget of $6 billion for their upcoming Apple TV Plus video streaming service. It would be quite nice to get some of that for podcasting, wouldn't it? It's a Monday, so it's opinion day, and Stephanie Fuccio thinks that there may be a guest conveyor belt with podcast interviews. If you're starting a company podcast, think first, says Incorporated magazine. And writing in Dutch in De Volkskrant, columnist Peter Buwalder has changed his mind about podcasts. He previously derided them as lazy entertainment, but he's now discovered they're a good accompaniment to a morning walk. Well, phew, thank heavens for that. You'll find links to all of that in our show notes and in our newsletter today. And in podcasts, Mean Book Club is like Book Club, but mean, making fun of New York Times best-selling books with little literary merit. ESPN has launched a new flagship college football podcast. It's called The College Football Podcast. And Naxos, the classical music record company, are producing music podcasts. We link to two today, the Naxos Classical Spotlight and one in Spanish. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.